trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for locking it into the Youth Perspective. It is such a pleasure to be back in your company, ladies and gentlemen. And if you look at the date on the calendar, you know exactly what time it is. One of my favorite shows that we do each and every year, ladies and gentlemen. It is officially, yeah, we could say officially Youth Month here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's what our show is going to be about this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome you to the Youth Perspective with yours truly, Kashigan Jamal, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a big, bright, beautiful show because we're going to be shining the light all over, I'm telling you. And, you know, Youth Month is always a very exciting time. And I always appreciate the Division of Youth for always gracing us with their presence and kind of letting us know. They kind of let us know very, very early. And so it's always great when we get to give you this show on the beginning, the heels of Youth Month, before we really get and dive into all the wonderful events that's coming up. And so I want you to sit back, relax, no matter which island you're in, no matter which key you're listening in from. We want to thank you so much for locking it in to 1540 AM. 104.5 FM, the national voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration 107.9 FM, where it's all gospel all the time. And we stream to the world via www.znsbahamas.com, ladies and gentlemen. And so let's get it rolling this evening. We have quite a number of persons joining us on the show this evening. To start things off, we're going to have the Assistant Director of Youth, Mr. Richard Ritchie. We have Lauren Ashley Hasty. I think she was on with us before. We have Don Colley. Both of those are youth officers. And we have Mrs. Carla Brown Roker, Youth Programs Coordinator and Co-Coordinator of Youth in Parliament. Good evening to you all. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well, doing very well. And as you can see, ladies and gentlemen, I did something very special for you. I gathered a whole bunch of people so we could talk this evening about Youth Month, all right? And so as we get the show started this evening, we want to start off with the Assistant Director of Youth, Mr. Richard Ritchie. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you. Good evening, Bahamas.
It's so good to have you on. And so everybody is waiting. We've been anticipating this from January. Youth Month is officially here, and I know you have some good news that you're going to share with us this evening before we jump into the calendar of events. What's happening?
Well, Kesh, I would actually say that persons have been waiting on National Youth Month 2023 from 2022.
Okay.
You know, we had a long COVID break, and we had to pivot and have some virtual events, and so we're still really riding on the hype of National Youth Month from 2022. Mm. And this year, we have announced our theme. It's youth. Excellence is the standard. Mm. And this month is going to embody that theme, because all of our events are going to be held and hosted with excellence. And we're also going to be celebrating the excellence that our youth have displayed over the past year. And so, of course, you know, it wouldn't be Bahamian if we don't start off the month with a church service.
Okay.
We're going to have one with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Well, we would have had that this morning. And then tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to have the church service with Life Changes. Mm-hmm. And that's Bacardi Road. And we're hoping to have our minister. He's going to be there, as well as the entire Division of Youth Department. Mm-hmm. and staff. And so we're really hoping for an opportunity to meet the young persons there, to engage with them, let them meet everyone, get to know everyone, and really kick off National Youth Month.
So October 1st will be the church service, right?
Yes, that's correct. October the 1st.
Okay.
It's going
Go ahead.
At 9:30 a.m. at Life Changes on Bacardi Road.
Okay. Now, I want to go back just a little bit before we dive into everything that's going to happen. The theme. Tell us a little bit about the theme. How did you come up with the theme?
So the theme really is something that we have been thinking about for a while. So we have really been looking at resilience. We've been looking at being connected. We've been looking at several things over the years. And we really just paused and stepped back and said, you know, young people, despite, you know, what popular belief may be, young people have been doing exceptionally well. Young persons have been excelling in the area of sports, excelling in the area of education, culture, in the area of the arts. And I mean, we just wanted to step back and make it kind of simple, because right, some of our themes have been rather wordy over the past few years. Mm-hmm. So we said, you know what, we're going to make it simple. And we're going to just say excellence is the standard.
Yes.
And excellence is the standard really does two things. It helps us to see and recognize all of the successes that we've had and what our young people have been doing. But also it sends a message to young people and to the nation that in all that you're doing, remember that excellence is the standard. And so it's to recognize, but it's also a reminder to young people and to the Bahamas that excellence is the standard. And that is what we are looking at, and that's what we are going to take with us over the next 12 months until we hit October 2024. So all of our programs, we're going to do with excellence. All of our engagements, we're going to do with excellence. We're going to remind young people at every opportunity that we have to do what they're doing with excellence. And we're also going to celebrate them for their excellence. And, you know, quite interestingly, I shared with some persons internally that our national anthem says pledge to excel.
Mm.
And so excellence has already been with us from the time that the national anthem was written.
Yes.
And so we really chose this theme because it embodied so much, and it really cross-cut a variety of areas. And so we're encouraging young people across the nation to pledge to excel.
I love it. I love it. Oh, the show already starting off hot. All right. Now, a lot of persons are listening in. They want to find out what's going to happen this month. So what we're going to do is we're going to swing over. Assistant Director, don't move. We're coming back to you in just a bit. We're going to move on over to Lauren Ashley Hasty and Mr. Don Colley, youth officers. They're going to tell us more about what's happening this month. I know we're going to start off in the House of the Lord, October 1st, 2023, ladies and gentlemen, the church service. Tell us what else is going to be happening this month.
Following the church service is a Future Forward speech competition.
Mm.
This is one of our events where we partner with the NU organization. And I know quite a number of you may be familiar with the NU organization and its founder, Antonia Lightborn. She is partnering with us and putting on a speech competition. This will be the second time she's doing it, actually.
Okay.
And I was there to witness some of the young people give their speeches in the preliminary round.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them really brought energy. Mm-hmm. They brought life. They brought excitement. And they brought their own ideas of what excellence is. So we're looking forward to a great event there. After that, did I say the date? That's October 3rd, which is Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so after that, we have Jesus on the Park, which will be Friday, October 6th.
Okay.
And a lot of you are familiar with DJ Godson, and you're familiar with the Jesus on the Park brand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be another event that we are partnering with. Then there is the Chick Charney Challenge.
Okay.
Which happens on Saturday, October 7th. And that is an obstacle course. This is the first time we're doing something like this. I know Chick Charney has also been around for a while, but our young people are going to be engaged in the physical aspect of excellence, and they're going to be going through that obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
We're still accepting sign-ups for that.
Mm-hmm.
People are still registered for that. There should be teams of four. All these registration forms are on our Facebook page. So if you look up the Division of Youth 242, you'll find the registration forms for for all of these things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. I know the pandemic forced us into a virtual space, but prior mm-hmm. to that, this was in person.
It was in person. Okay.
All so, right. yeah, the scavenger hunt was something in person. Last year, we got mm-hmm. to do it in person again.
Okay.
The scavenger hunt. And this year, we're pivoting just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So instead of a scavenger hunt, there's the obstacle course.
Okay. All right.
So, that physical aspect is something that's been there for a while. And I'm pretty sure that it's probably going to be something that we take into the future.
Right.
So the next event we have coming up with be our National Youth Awards nominee medal presentation ceremony. So this would be for all of those young people who got nominated for youth awards in the various categories. They would all join us at Government House, either on the 11th or the 12th of October. And this is where they would be presented with their medals and mentioned for their nominations, and also have the opportunity of taking photos with the Governor General in the prestigious house right here in Nassau, Bahamas. So we're definitely looking forward to that. That has been something that was missing for a while. You've known that to be a staple, one of the staple events that we have had for Youth Month. So I know this year people will definitely be excited to know that it is back, and also to know that we'll actually be back in the halls of Government House. Mm. Then moving forward, we have Connect and Paint. So we would have mentioned this before last year, Cashigan. This is still something new to us. But this is an event that we have dedicated to wards of the state. We pretty much wanted to add them in somewhere to show them our appreciation and love and to let them know they are not forgotten.
Okay.
And it's just a good give back for us in terms of our ministry and just connecting with the young people and seeing what it is that they may need and getting to them. So we go to this event every year. And this time we're looking to just mix it up a little bit and have some vendors come out and also do some painting and some other fun activities. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, this year we have our National Youth Rally and March.
Yeah.
All of the organizations, I know they are so excited to be a part of this march. That is going to be on October 22nd.
Okay.
So definitely join us. If you are out there, if you have not registered, there is still time to register your organization. So please go to our Facebook page and sign up and get your young people out there.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just before the march, though,
uh-huh.
on Thursday, we're doing something a little new.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we have Hall of Fames for sports.
Okay.
The Division of Cultural Affairs has a Hall of Fame. You got the Junkanoo
Hall of Fame.
You got the Junkanoo Legends.
Yeah, Junkanoo
Legends. Those kind of things. But this year we've decided to establish a Hall of Fame of sorts for our youth leaders and youth workers who have been in the trenches over the years, serving the youth country. Mm-hmm. And we're calling that the Youth Leaders Hall of Excellence. That happens on the 19th of October. So we intend to really celebrate youth leaders and youth workers who have, proven impact over the years.
Is that nomination based, or is it selected by the Division of Youth?
It is nomination based.
Uh-huh.
The nominations, for that, we've already received those.
Oh, okay.
And that has been closed.
Mm-hmm.
So we're no longer accepting any more nominations for that particular event. But there's always next year.
Okay.
It's something we intend to do annually.
All right. So now, the Junkanoo Legends, they just get a jacket. They get the green jacket, right? So what the youth leaders get in the Hall of Excellence?
They will also be getting jackets.
Okay.
They will also be getting jackets.
Okay.
And they are gold jackets.
Gold jackets. All right. I love it.
Yes, sir. And they will also be receiving medals.
Okay.
Celebrate them for all the hard work that they've done and all the achievements that they've made in the field of youth work.
And then on the 25th of October, mm-hmm. we have come to the National Youth Awards. So everybody put on your best dress and join us. You all know this is the big event. This is the time. It's go big or go home.
That's the big one.
So join us at the Performing Arts Center at the University of the Bahamas, October 25th, 7 p.m. And you will come to find out who won for what category. And no worries, if you weren't a winner this year, you could always apply next year.
Okay.
And even if you didn't know about the National Youth Awards or Youth Month, listen, we have this annually.
Yeah.
You look out for our page. and look out to sign up for these things next year.
Okay. Now, going back to the Youth March, did you give us a time and a location for the Youth March?
Okay, so as is customary, we gather at 2:30. We understand that the fort is going to be closed, but we'll be right there on West Bay. Mm-hmm. At the base of the fort, that's Fort Charlotte, mm-hmm. also Clifford Park.
Okay.
So we'll be on West Bay, and we'll be lining up there.
Okay.
So the route will follow the same route as last year.
Okay.
We'll be leaving from West Bay. We'll be going north on Blue Hill. Sorry, not north, south. Mm-hmm. We'll be headed south on Blue Hill. We'll take that all the way to Wolf Road. And from Wolf Road, we turn onto Poinciana, come back on Nassau Street, and then we head back to the fort.
Yeah, okay.
Just to add about the march, mm-hmm. you know, after we finish getting wet and sweaty in the parade on the road,
right?
Young people enjoy the jungle rush out that happens immediately after.
Ah, okay.
So we don't want them to just disperse. We want them to stick around and enjoy that jungle rush out.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Okay. So our last and final events to round off the events for Youth Month, National Youth in Parliament and National Youth in the Senate. So Youth in Parliament will be on October 27th. It will be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It should be streamed for all viewers. So please tune in and watch our 39 young people as they discuss national issues and also youth in Senate as well. They will be discussing national issues on the Monday, October 30th in the Senate, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So please watch, tune in, and enjoy.
Yeah. And the Youth in Senate, that's a newer addition to Youth in Parliament, correct?
It is. So last year, Youth in Senate was something that was around years before I joined the ministry.
Okay.
And for some reason, it had been domiciled for a while. But last year, we had initiated bringing it back, and it was such a great success. And the parliamentarians seemed to love it.
Okay.
And it also gave an opportunity for more of our past parliamentarians who had matured to actually come in and have the opportunity to still speak on national issues mm-hmm. and also provide a certain sense of mentorship for our younger persons coming in that area.
Mm.
So we are looking to keep it going annually now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great addition, great addition. If I was still that age, you know, I'm going to try and throw my hand at it, you know. What are the age ranges, though, for Youth in Parliament?
So for Youth in Parliament, it goes for 16 to 29.
Yeah.
And for youth in the Senate, it goes up from the age of 29 to about 25 to about 35.
Yeah. Man, I could catch it. I got 2 months to catch that. <Youth and Senate. laughs> We are blessed as well to have Grand Bahama on the line. And so it's always great that we have this opportunity. And so we're going to switch gears. We're going to come back to you both in just a bit as we get ready to wrap up things. But we want to give enough time, ample time, to the great Mrs. Carla Brown Roker. All right. She's on the line all the way from Grand Bahama. Where are you hailing from in Grand Bahama, Mrs. Roker?
Well, currently I'm at the sports complex where our office is.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say that we in Grand Bahama are equally excited to celebrate Youth Month under the theme Youth Excellence is the Standard.
Yeah.
And just like Nassau, we will begin with a church service in the House of the Lord at Calvary Temple Assemblies of God at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 1st of October. I join my colleague, Apostle Kenneth Miller, youth officer here, as we celebrate the goodness of God and we invoke the presence of God to guide and protect our young people throughout this year. When we are done with that service that opens Youth Month, we are embarking on a number of school tours. And we visit our schools and remind our young people that excellence is indeed the standard. We find that connecting with them right where they spend most of their time is key as we push our youth agenda. We look forward to also joining the Church of God 44th Youth Convention, which takes place on the 3rd and the 4th and 5th of October right here in Grand Bahama. When we are done at the Church of God Youth Convention, we are going to celebrate our greatest partners in youth development by having an appreciation breakfast that honors 50 youth leaders who's been in the trenches in Grand Bahama throughout the years. We feel it is so important to remind our youth leaders that we could not do this without them. The Ministry of Youth has its hands on the pulse of this nation, but joining our hands is our dedicated youth leaders who are with us every step of the way. And we want to honor them, especially those who've been around for the last 50 years. And so we are pulling out all the stops to make them feel most appreciated and loved. Our very own Youth Guard members, members from the various youth arms, like Rotaract and Rangers and Scouts, they will all participate in serving our youth leaders on that occasion and making them feel as valued and appreciated as they possibly can. We're also going to partner with the Adventist community on Sunday the 8th, when the Pathfinders hold a community service and exhibition on the Independence Park at 12:30. It is very similar to our Youth Trade and Opportunities Fair that we have at the ministry throughout the years. And Pathfinders, again, are one of those organizations who we could not make it without their input. And so we look forward to joining them on the 8th. As we continue our school tours, we move towards our Youth Recognition Awards on the 14th, Saturday the 14th of October at 11 a.m. Our community nominates young people, our youth organizations, youth ministries, teams, etc., nominate young people for us to have a local youth recognition ceremony. And we'll be doing so on the 14th of the month at 11 a.m. at Calvary Temple Assemblies of God. We are honoring 50 young people and recognizing them in various areas, such as their work in community service, their work in the arts, in volunteerism, in the environment. We are recognizing them for their resilience. We are celebrating the excellence that are locally grown right here in Grand Bahama from east to west. And that is what we're doing in our Youth Recognition Awards on the 14th. Just like Nassau, we too have a Youth Month speech competition. And we will be having our speech competition on the 18th of the month, Wednesday the 18th, at Christ the King Hall. We are celebrating the orators that Grand Bahama is known for. And we're doing so in four categories. We're having our upper primary students from grades 4 to 6 express themselves. Then we're going to the junior high category. Then we're looking at the senior high category with grades 10 to 12. And we are doing post-high school, that category. We are anxious to hear what our young people have to say about youth excellence being the standard. And like our assistant director of youth mentioned, we want to celebrate the excellence that our young people achieve. But we also want them to know that mediocrity cannot work. Excellence must be the standard in all that they do. And so we're excited and anxious to hear their thoughts on our theme. And as we move throughout the rest of that week, on the 20th, we in Grand Bahama are having our Youth Month Iron Chef competition. And so this is for all of our students who excel in the area of culinary.
we are challenging them to produce their unique, tasty, and delicious Bahamian dishes and compete for who will come out as the Iron Chef winner.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. I like that.
Listen, we're excited. I think my colleague, Apostle Kenneth Miller, only looking forward to tasting what they're going to produce.
Man, I won't be a judge, man. I need to get one ticket.
This is very exciting because we are even going to reveal the secret ingredient. And so the secret ingredient is going to be an ingredient that most Bahamians absolutely love in many forms of dishes. Mm. And so we are looking forward to some delicious, mouth-watering pieces coming out of this competition. And just like our colleagues in Nassau, we are having our youth march and rally on Sunday, October 22nd. All roads lead to the parking lot of the C.A. Smith building, where we're going to have an empowerment rally and remind our young people that excellence is indeed the standard. And after we would have empowered them, we hit the roads of Freeport and we marched through the streets. And we're going to be led by none other than Elkin 360.
That's it.
And so we are looking forward for all and sundry to march through the streets of Freeport, Grand Bahama, celebrating our youth and the excellence that they achieve. We wanna send a clarion call to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that all is not lost with our youth and that our youth is doing excellent things. And so we want to make sure lift up that high standard, and we want to encourage our young people in all aspects of their lives to hold excellence as their standard. Mm-hmm. Once we're done with our youth march and rally, we bring a team of 5 orators into Nassau to participate in Youth in Parliament, which is always a rewarding experience. It is a life-changing experience, and these are their words. Every year, we have them reapplying to come back to Parliament because they enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded peers, and they enjoy the fact that our ministry has given them a platform for them to express themselves on national issues. And so we are excited for Youth Month here on Grand Bahama.
I love it. I love it. Now, before we let you go, any closing comments you want to leave as we go around the table? We'll start with you, Ms. Carla Brown Roker.
Well, I just want to encourage the youth of the Bahamas to lift up their standard, to level up, as they would say. Because as our assistant director of youth said, we pledge to excel. We are not going to rest on our laurels.
No.
But in this 50th year of our independence, we are lifting the standard, and all we want to do is excel. No more mediocrity in anything we do, but we want to excel and we want to recognize excellence in the young people of our country.
I love it. I love it. We thank you so much for joining us. Now we go to our youth officers for their closing comments. Any closing comments?
Yes, I just want to encourage our young people to stay connected or get connected with us. We're on social media. We have a TikTok, y'all.
Okay.
We have a TikTok. Yeah, but we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're also on TikTok. Please look for us, the Division of Youth 242, and get connected so that you stay abreast of everything that we're doing.
All right. Anything else?
And of course, we have to say excellence is the standard. So please come on.
Yeah.
Youth Month for all of the events. You do not want to miss it. Like Ms. Brown Roker said, and my colleague said, get yourselves connected with us. We are a ministry that is doing great things.
Yeah.
We definitely have a passion for youth, and we always encourage our youth to come into us, share your ideas with us, get involved. Some of you don't know what we do, so this is the time to find, get connected, and be hooked up with some wonderful people.
Yep.
Once you come here, you're going to love it. Yeah. You don't want to leave.
I love it. I love That's it. Right. And as we get ready to wrap up the show, Assistant Director of Youth, Mr. Rashard Ritchie, your closing comments.
I just want to say, Cash, that, you know, we have a lot planned for National Youth Month, as we do every year. And I've been participating in National Youth Month since I was younger myself. I'm still young. You know, I can say that it has been a very, very rewarding experience. Being on the march, I've always gotten chills,
yeah.
You know, being inspired by the crowd of young people who come and show their strength in numbers and their resilience in numbers. And I just want to say that this month will be no different. I just want to highlight the calendar once more. These events are not just something that we sat down and came up with. Each of these events have a purpose. So, of course, our church service gives us a time pray and worship our Almighty God. But I want you to recognize that the youth in Parliament and youth in the Senate, it's an opportunity for our young people to voice their concerns, to be involved in governance, to be involved in giving their opinions and ideas and solutions on matters that affect them. That is one of the major platforms in our country for young persons to give their opinions and views. And so that is nothing haphazard. Our ceremony, our medal pinning ceremony, those are opportunities for us to recognize the excellence of our young people and to celebrate them in grand style. Throughout the month, our young people are able to connect not only with staff in the Division of Youth, but also with parliamentarians, with the Governor General, with the Prime Minister and other dignitaries, so that they can also see that it's not so far-fetched that they can one day, and that they will one day be leaders of this nation. And so, as we have all said, excellence is the standard. Excellence is the standard. We are celebrating our young people in excellence, in style. We want to encourage them to do everything that they do with excellence. As officer in Grand Bahama said, mediocrity will not be accepted. We are not accepting mediocrity. We want to pledge to excel. We want to put our best foot forward in all that we do and ensure that we maintain excellence as our standard. And so I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to speak to the nation on National Youth Month. And we look forward to a grand and excellent National Youth Month 2023.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for joining us this evening. This has certainly been a pleasure to have the Division of Youth joining us this evening as we spoke about the National Youth Month 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here once again, and it just felt like it was January. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is October. And it's going to be an exciting month, all right? So we want you to make sure you plug into all the social media platforms. Get your kids, get your nephews, your nieces, get your grandkids involved in all of the wonderful events that's going to happen this month. Make sure whatever youth organization they're a part of, make sure they're on a youth march. You still got time. If you didn't make your banner yet, well, you got time. Go out there and make your banner now. Start getting everybody together, getting everybody ready. You know, you can start doing a little jogging now. Get yourself ready for the walk. For the march. And get yourself ready. It's going to be an exceptional month. And so we thank you. We thank you, Division of Youth, for joining us. And we look forward to doing this again next year, same time, same place. And if you all have anything throughout the year, 2023, 2024, let us know. Before Youth Month, let us know. We love you back on.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we thank members from the Division of Youth for joining us on this edition of The Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. We thank you so much for joining us. I'm Cashigan Jamal. We thank you so much, and we'll see you again next week, same time, same place.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. Way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm
Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Kashuk and Jamal.